in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store. Lum is getting ready to leave. Listen.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lum. Whereabouts you going? We got a lot of work to do at the store here.
Well, I won't be gone long.
Well, now, don't forget we got to mark up all our prices again today.
Well, let's just run for a day or so on yesterday's prices. We won't lose much. We've been spending so much time changing prices here lately, we don't have time to wait on the customers. I'll be back after a while, Abner.
Well, whereabouts are you going? Now, somebody might come in here and want to get in touch with you.
Well, I'll be over at Charlie Redfield's. I want to get a little more information from Charlie on a plan I got in mind.
What kind of a plan?
Oh, it's a money-making plan.
Uh-oh.
See, Charlie mentioned to me the other day that now was a good time to pay up debts.
Charlie said that?
Yeah, he said that with dollars inflated the way they are now, a fella can make money paying up old bills.
Well,
so I figured as long as I got that $1,500 in the bank, I might just as well take advantage of the situation and make myself a profit.
Come over that again now, Long. You mean you can make money out of paying up debts?
According to Charlie. I ain't sure just exactly how it works myself. That's why I wanted to talk to him some more before I plunge into it.
Well, here, wait a minute. You ain't got any debts right now, Long. This is a one time in your whole life that you're pretty well paid up with everybody.
I know it. Ain't that just my luck?
Yeah, that is a shame.
But I figured what I can do is just run up a batch of debts and take that money and pay them off.
What kind of debts?
Oh, I don't care what kind. That don't matter. Just so they're big ones. I reckon the bigger they are, the more money I can make.
Yeah, it sounds reasonable.
Well, I better be getting on over to Charlie's.
Now, Lum, ask him if there ain't some way I can get in on that, too. Elizabeth's got a couple of $100 saved up in the sugar bowl.
All right. And say, if Doc Withers asks where I'm at, tell him that you don't know, and I'm going to be over at Charlie's till after dinner. I'm getting tired of cooking for him every day.
Well, you ought to be proud that Doc wants to eat with you, Lum. I bet he's the only human in the world that ever went back to your place for a second go at them hotcakes you cook. Wait a minute. Just a minute, Lum. There comes Cedric Weehunt. I wish you'd stay just long enough to wait on him.
Oh, well, you can take care of him, Abner.
Yeah, I don't know whether I can or not. He just might. I drove me crazy trying to buy them new shoes. He's worse this year than he's ever been. If he'd just come right out flat-footed and buy him, I wouldn't care about all that monkeying around he does. So,
well, just ignore him. That's the only way to take care of him. I'll see you later.
Easy to say that.
Oh, hello there, Cedric. Go right on in. Abner will wait on you.
Oh, me.
Yes, Mom. Hello, Mr. Abner.
Howdy, Cedric. You want to try on them shoes? They're sitting over in the usual place. I ain't got time to be bothered with you today, Cedric. I'm awful busy.
Oh, well, I won't be no bother to you. I want to buy them today.
Yeah. Well, just go ahead and look at them. Huh? You want to buy them?
Yes, Mom.
Outright?
Yes, Mom. I want to put them on today and wear them.
Well, I doggy. Now, I've heard everything. I thought we still had a couple of months to run yet.
Well, I did too, but something special has came up, and I need them right away.
Well, come on here, then. Let's get them on you before you change your mind. Sit right down there on that apple box, Eddie.
This is fun, isn't
it? Well, it's the happiest day of my life. Sure going to be a good feeling to get up in the morning and come down to the store here and not have to look forward to this. What is this special thing that came up, Eddie?
Well, Mr. Grandpap said I could meet him today.
Meet who?
Dr. Benjamin Franklin Withers.
Oh, ain't you met him yet?
No, Mom. Huh. But Mr. Grandpap said I could come right over here and meet him if I wanted to. I sure do. Boy.
Well, Mom, he said you could have come over here and met him any day.
Well, I didn't want to do it till I got my new shoes. I wanted to look my level best for him.
Natural.
Mr. Grandpap says he's the smartest man in the whole world. Is that so?
Well, he's pretty smart, all right, Cedric. Hold your foot still so that I can get this shoelace tied here.
I'm just wiggling my toes.
Well, don't do it. Hold still, Cedric.
Do you think he'll like me in my new shoes?
Oh, he's bound to. I'm sure glad to finally see him on you. I know that.
What do you think he'll say about them?
Oh, I don't know, Cedric. More likely say they look nice.
I'll die if you don't notice them. Just die.
Well, there you are. Stand up now, Cedric. No use asking if they're fit. You've been trying them on for a month and a half.
Reckon I ought to roll up my overhaul so they can see them good?
No, no, Cedric. You'll see them all right. Walk across the floor there once.
Yes, Mom. They sure sound good, don't they? Boy.
Yeah. Sound nice, Cedric. Well, I'll call the doc. He's back in his office. Hey, Doc!
Wait a minute, Mr. Abner.
What's the matter?
Oh, I don't know. Feel all kind of funny inside.
Well, you want to meet him, don't you, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. I don't know what to say to him.
Well, he'll take care of that. Hey, Doc! Doc Withers! Would you come in here a minute? There's a fella in here that wants to see you.
Oh, God.
You called, Cedric.
Somebody called me?
Yeah, I did, Doc. Come on in here.
All right.
Doc, I want you to shake hands with Cedric Weehunt here. Oh, how do you do, Cedric? Put out your hand, Cedric. No, the other.
Local boy, are you?
Yeah, he's a local boy.
Uh-huh.
Big family, but he's a fly in the flock. Mm-hmm. His papa runs a blacksmith shop here in town. Caleb Weehunt.
Oh, yes. Well, that's nice. You live here, do you?
No, Mama. I live over home. I got something new on, too.
I know a boy over at Mount Ivy just about your age. How old are you, Cedric?
How old am I, Mr. Abner?
Well, let's see. This is 1946, and, how old was the boy that you knew, Doc?
No, come to think of it, I believe he was just a little older than this boy here.
Yeah. Well, Cedric's just a little younger than him, then.
Yes, that would make it just about right.
Yeah.
That's a good age, too.
June.
How's that?
Oh, nothing.
Cedric wants you to look at his shoes, Doc.
Oh. Well, let's have a look at your shoes, Cedric.
Yes, ma'am.
They look all right. Where do they seem to hurt you?
Oh, they don't hurt, I don't think.
Trouble might be right in the foot, then. The bones, perhaps. Of course, now, you understand my work's been principally with hooves and paws. But on the other hand, there's not a whole lot of difference between a man's foot and a cow's hoof. Both serve the same purpose.
Smart.
Means of propelling the body in a forward motion or backward. Slip off your shoes, Cedric, and we'll have a look.
Just one.
Well, now, wait, Cedric. Doc, you've got the wrong idea about this.
How's that?
I say you got the wrong idea about Cedric's shoes.
Yes, well, it's possible.
Possible.
People will insist on wearing the wrong kind of shoes. Vanity, you know, pride, one thing or another. Yes. Let me see that shoe, Cedric.
Well, listen, Doc.
Yes, looks all right. But there must be something wrong. You wouldn't be having all this trouble with your feet. Where there's trouble, there's bound to be a cause, I always say. These might be too stiff for you, Cedric. Try that pair on over there.
Be sure?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, now, Doc, if you'll just listen to me for a half a second.
You know, this reminds me of a case I had over in Mount Ivy about, must have been 6 years ago. A goat.
Goat?
Had foot trouble, yes. Ed Stoddard called me out to his place. Ed is Mabel Frawley's brother-in-law by marriage. Ed called me out to his place and said, Doc, I got a goat here that's got cold feet. The trouble was the goat couldn't keep his feet warm. Does that shoe fit just a bit?
Yes, ma'am.
Try on the other one, then.
Well, Doc, I want to tell you.
Doc, he says, I've got a goat here that's got cold feet. Well, sir, I tried everything. What you say, Ed?
I said that.
Tried everything in the book. Tar and tallow, turpentine, fennel seed, oak bark, oh, I don't know what all. But you know, what I finally used was just a simple home remedy. I've always held that doctoring animals, that is, goats, cows, horses, such as that, should be 9/10 medicine and 9/10 common sense. Stand up, Cedric, and walk around.
Yes, ma'am.
Common sense, did it? A simple home remedy. All I did was get the goat some easy slippers. 2 pair, set for the front and back. Fleece lined. Forget now just what size. Didn't really matter a whole lot, though. We had to tie them on. How do those feel, Cedric?
Well, they feel pretty good.
Sure they do. That kind of was your whole trouble. Them other shoes never did fit you. You wear those you've got on. You'll be a lot happier.
Yes, Mom.
Try them out for a while and come back and see me in a week, 10 days.
Yes, Mom. Well, I'm sure much obliged to you, Mr. Doctor.
It's all right, all right. Look, here, wait a minute, Cedric. Hey, Cedric.
Bad blame you, Doc.
The goat died the following day. Started to eat the slippers off his feet and choked to death. Ed started his out. Mabel brought his brother-in-law.
I don't care who he is. Do you know what you just did to me?
How's that?
Here I worked for 2 months selling Cedric some new shoes, and you sent him out of here with his old shoes back on. Now I've got to go through the whole dad blame thing over again.
Well, I didn't know Ed Stoddard was Mabel Frawley's brother-in-law.